Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jin. I'm from University of Saskatchewan, and today I'm going to talk about yield and soil nitrogen utilization by short-season soybean in comparison to lentil and pea in four Saskatchewan soils. Soybean is kind of a new thing in Saskatchewan because, as we can see from the left figure, the soybean in production has been dramatically increasing in Canada since the 1980s. But the main growing area was mainly in eastern Canada, including Quebec and Ontario. So in Saskatchewan, as we can see from the map, which is in the middle, soybean is a new thing. But according to due to the development of new short season cultivars, soybean production has been expanding Western Canada, especially in Saskatchewan as well. Actually, according to Saskatchewan the Ministry of Agriculture, in 2014, more than 113,000 hectares of soybean was grown in Saskatchewan. First, I would like to introduce the whole project a little bit. It runs from 2014 to 2016, and because farmers in Saskatchewan would like to know about the yield and the nutrient conditions of soybean, and also the role of soybean in rotation. So they are based on all these facts. The project was aiming to examine short-season soybean nutrient uptake and the nitrogen fixation in comparison to pea and lentil, which are conventional green legume crops in Saskatchewan, and the release of nutrient to subsequent crops in rotation over 3 years at four sites in Saskatchewan. So in the first year, which is 2014, we grew pea, soybean, and lentil. And in the second year in rotation, we are going to grow canola. And in the third year, we are going to grow wheat. But today, I'm only going to present the crop yield and soil nutrient supply results from 2014. The hypothesis is that yield and soil nitrogen utilization will be influenced by green legume crop type, cultivar, and the soil climatic conditions. And based on this hypothesis, four sites in Saskatchewan were selected and to assess yield of three cultivars of each of the three green legume crops, i.e. in short season soybean, pea, and lentil. And we selected the Saskatoon site, which is from the four sites, to conduct a PRS probe study to determine the nutrient supply and the utilization of soil nitrogen over the season as influenced by a crop type. So as we can see from the map, the four sites are from the two main soil zones in Saskatchewan. Saskatoon site and the Scott site are from dark brown soil zone, and Rothburn site and Yorkton site are from black Chernozem soil zone. Before seeding, we took soil samples and ran some tests to kind of touch the baseline of the soil conditions before the whole project. And as I mentioned before, three varieties of the three green legume crops were selected to run this study. So in the spring of 2014, and the three crops were inoculated with rhizobium inoculant and seeded without any fertilizer added. And the seeding dates at four sites were within 10 days. In Saskatchewan, we started the seeding in the end of May and the beginning of June, actually. And the soybean, because of its longer mature period, We harvested soybean 2 weeks later than pea and lentil in the end of September. And the second part of the presentation today is about a PRS probe study. So we used the PRS probes in Saskatoon site to measure ammonium nitrate and phosphate supply rates and over 2 week intervals, and we started measuring them from when the soybean reached the first trifoliar leaf stage, and the PRS probe study lasts for the whole growing season, so basically to harvesting. And we buried the probes in seed rows with three replicate pairs of the probes, and they were buried in the same slots after removal. Yeah. And next, I'm going to talk a little bit about the results from the two aspects. First, the total biomass yield. As we can see from the figure, Rostern site had the highest pea and lentil yield, and Scott site had the highest soybean yield, and Saskatoon site had the lowest pea, lentil, and soybean yield compared to the other three sites. For if we compare the three crops, we can say that pea actually had the highest biomass yield compared to soybean and lentil. But if we take a look at the grain yield, we can see that Rostern site still has the highest pea and lentil yield, but Yorkton site has the highest soybean yield rather than Scott site, and Saskatoon site still has the lowest grain yield, and pea seems still have the highest yield compared to lentil and soybean, and the lentil has the lowest grain yield compared to pea and soybean. So, as we saw from the two figures, pea and lentil yielded highest at Rostern and soybean highest at Yorkton. And both of the two sites are from black soil zone. And Saskatoon site, which had the lowest yield, is from brown, dark brown channel zone. So here we can see the soil zone effects, and the reason why Saskatoon site had the lowest yield could be also because that this site is poorly drained with subsoil salinity, so it's close to a slough there. Yeah, and peas have the highest yield compared to soybean lentil, and the lentil had the lowest, and the difference is significant. And we are not, we can also detect some cultivar effects. The grain yield of CDC Empower lentil was significantly lower than that of CDC Maxim at all sites except Saskatoon. And except at Yorkton site, the three tested pea cultivars did not show any significant differences in grain yield. And also with the three tested soybean cultivars, we didn't detect any significant differences in terms of yield or biomass yield. Yeah. And the second part is the nutrient supply rate. As we can see from the figures, soybean had the soils from soybean plots had the highest nitrate supply rate, and the pea plots had the highest ammonium supply rate. But for phosphate, we can't really see any consistent trend. And as we can see from the figures, the nitrate supply rate decreased over the season in response to utilization by the crops. And high supply rates of nitrate measured in the soybean can be attributed to the slower germination emergence and lower early season utilization by the crop. And the ammonium supply rate was variable, but as you can see from the figure, it tended to decrease with the growing season. And for phosphate, there was no really as consistent trend detected. So here are some take-home messages. They tested, three tested new soybean varieties were able to reach maturity and they yielded comparable to dry pea under Saskatchewan growing seasons, growing conditions. And well-drained soils of high organic matter appear to be conducive to soybean yield. And soybean appears to use soil nitrate later on in the season than pea or lentil, as we can see from the PRS probe study. And all three tested green legume crops reduced the supply of soil available nitrogen in the first 4 weeks of growth without any fertilizer added. Here I would like to acknowledge my funding parties, Agriculture Development Fund, Saskatchewan Pulse Growers, Western Greens Research Foundation, University of Saskatchewan, and China Council, China Scholarship Council. Thank you.
The money that the farmer receives. So if you grow the same amount of peas and soybeans, do you get the same amount of money or do you get more for the peas or more for the soybeans?
I think the price of each crop kind of varies from year to year. And actually in Saskatchewan, the production of soybean is not really too big so far. Not so many farmers are growing soybean. And actually, when we went to one site, a farmer said that he only heard that only three or four farmers were growing growing soybeans in the south Saskatchewan, but not too much. But yeah, I haven't checked the price this year, but yeah,
okay.
I believe it varies. Yeah.
Any other questions?